Good evening. It's still December the 20th, 2018. Excuse me. And this is still Dan. And I guess this is still the Little Saigon Report until I no longer have a place to live or, you know, have to move or God knows. Who knows? It's all good. I have been thinking about this concept of religion in terms of teaching recently, like not just my own learning process, and it is a kind of process. If you spent most of your life as sort of a materialist slash atheist, re-engaging with spiritual topics is a learning process. And it's difficult because it involves being willing to open yourself up to ideas that you might not have been willing to open yourself up to in the past. Esoteric ideas, even some kind of occult ideas, although, I mean, I think Christians try to eschew the occult. In general, all occult really means is hidden, and there's a lot out there that's a bit hidden. It's like the Book of Enoch. I've still not really tackled the Book of Enoch, but certainly it's on my list, and it's got this weird situation. It's sort of kind of, it's out of the Bible, you know, which means ultimately it wasn't considered correct by the Council of Nicaea in the fourth century AD, a very long time ago. And so, you know, the Council of Nicaea, and I think it was in 332 or 333, but the point is it was in the early to mid fourth century. The Council of Nicaea is where the Bible was essentially edited. You know, books that were considered core were kept, and essentially much of what would represent the corpus of Judaism in the Old Testament was certainly kept. Not all, but much of it. And so the Old Testament was kept, and then there was the New Testament. And ultimately, there was stuff that was rejected, you know, the Apocrypha, you know, stuff where it was, well, we're not quite sure if this is true and blah, blah, blah. And the Book of Enoch is considered Apocrypha, but there were many books, you know, there are many scandalous Apocrypha that, you know, I say scandalous, I don't know that they're actually scandalous, but there are many Apocrypha that were considered not actually, you know, yeah, they were rejected. And I don't know why I'm going off on this tangent so much, but the subject matter of learning is important because it also deals with cultural issues of learning, how societies teach each other things, and how broken societies educate. And I think we live in kind of a broken, dysfunctional society, and a lot of our education, if not all of it, is very top-down, you know, very propaganda driven, and very much driven by this weird and sinister relationship between corporate America and big government. And so a lot of it's just kind of gross, you know. A lot of the stuff that kids get taught in the public schools is just corporate propaganda, but really it masquerades as education. But this also applies to pop culture, you know. So, you know, I would not want to wake up one day and turn on the TV and see nothing but, you know, Touched by an Angel or Little House on the Prairie or any type of TV series that was just kind of done with a, you know, a quasi-Christian or core Christian theme. I'm not really into that. It's not that I would be against a show that had a Christian theme. It's just, I don't think that's how art or media necessarily should operate, and not in a free market. So I don't want that. But what I find interesting is that a lot of the pop culture now, a lot of the stuff that is appealing to teenagers represents a kind of catechism of evil. And what I mean by this is that you have these shows that are about witches, that are about vampires, that are basically about monsters and demons and demigods, and whether you like it or not, evil things. And it's just not a few shows. You know, the show, you know, Sense8 on Netflix, which I watched some of it, and it just was horrible, but for its kind of New World Order groupthink. but it kind of also, you know, was spinning another kind of new agey religious philosophy, you know, the sort of quasi Buddhist, you know, everything's connected bullshit. And again, if you want to believe that, that's up to you, that's fine. But the stuff that should be unambiguous in terms of calling it evil is the stuff where actually, you know, Satan is worshipped. Like, I was watching the show Sabrina on Netflix while I was at the same time watching somebody's French Bulldog. Now, oh, what can I say about the French Bulldog that I haven't already said? They are filthy creatures. If I didn't say this before, you don't need a vacuum with a French Bulldog, but you will need a steam cleaner, because they will vacuum up everything on the floor and eat it. But can you imagine what that does to any kind of just semi-organic system? So what they produce out the other end is horrific. And in general, they will, as the old, you know, idiom or quote goes, they will return to their vomit and they will eat it up. The French Bulldog is so gross. Their farts, I mean, it was like when I was in the army, gas, gas, gas. I wanted to yell gas, 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 looking for a mask to put on. It was so gross. But while I was watching a friend's French Bulldog and sort of their house and whatnot, and just for the record, the cat mostly took care of herself, I was watching the Sabrina show, sort of binging it. And it just, it was funny because the devil, which again took the sort of Baphomet form, and boy, for me that touches a lot because it puts the whole Goat King experience into perspective. But yeah, excuse me. Ooh, I just coughed up a something. But yeah, so I was watching the show and they had a statue to the devil, and worshiping Satan was core to their religion, and they had a lot of concepts that they taught as part of the storyline, a lot like, you know, Harry Potter and other writers, that, you know, was sort of like teaching people the religion of the devil. And I just thought to myself, well, it's funny. People would get deeply offended if you were to put a Christian show on that was this in your face with the sort of the core principles and teaching people, well, this is what Satan is about, and it's not so, and evil's not so bad. Look at this, evil's kind of cool. It's just, and I would say if it was just one show or if it was just recent, but this trend's been going on a while. Like, I will say that my ex-wife got me into Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and at the time, I would have still said, you know, I'm kind of an atheist, so this is just popcorn for the brain. I enjoy it, and, you know, Sarah Michelle Gellar, she's freaking hot. So I kind of got into Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And then I shouldn't admit this, but I got into Angel. Oh my God, why? Talk about knowing that you took several wrong turns in life. But no, I watched these two shows. And I was kind of I was an atheist at the time, so I took it from the perspective of, well, this is just tongue in cheek and it's entertainment. You know, it's like watching shows with aliens. You know, I didn't really either believe or disbelieve alien talk. I think if I'd seen an alien, I probably would have had an opinion, since I've never seen one myself, and since all the photographs of aliens look like things that just don't, that could be anything. I never really took that seriously, but looking back, you know, this has been going on a while, in pop culture and media, and it's very nonlinear. Like, excuse me, I would say that when I was a kid, like Fantasy Island, as messed up as this will sound, and I think my parents didn't like the show, but our parents thought Fantasy Island was kind of like, wait a minute, you kids shouldn't watch this. And at the time, I didn't quite get it. Like, wait a minute, this is cool. Ricardo Montalban and the frickin' midget and, you know, the plane, and how, you know, people would get tricked and confused. And, you know, in the end, Ricardo Montalban's character. You know, everything works out fine. But also, there was a kind of a demonic or... I'm sorry, I'm just repositioning some stuff here. There was a kind of demonic or diabolical aspect of Fantasy Island. And yeah, you know, the main character, and I'm forgetting his name, but the Ricardo Montalban character, he did kind of play the role of kind of the devil in a way, you know, tricking people and basically punishing people in a way. Not, I mean, I don't know. Some of the stories had happy endings, but you always got the sense that there was something crooked going on. But this is not, you know, it really has been non-linear. Like, the amount of this 40 or 50 years ago was sort of few and far between. You know, there was sitcoms about being married to a genie, or, you know, that was really sexy and hot, or being married to a witch that was kind of sexy and hot. And you'd say, okay, I mean, you know, there's also the Martian show. So all of that was just nonsense, and it wasn't a big deal. And then you begin to see this kind of shift in pop culture where at first there's a discussion of this issue, but it's very much in terms of the horror of it. Like, for example, the original Omen, you know, that came out in 1976. I saw that when I was a kid. It scared the hell out of me. I mean, it really did. I mean, I didn't really, at the time when I was a kid, I'm not sure I really believed what I was learning in school. You know, I was raised Catholic and I went to a Catholic school, so I don't know if I really believed the catechism, you know, what I was being taught in church and what I was being taught in school. But I will say that movie scared the hell out of me. And there were movies like that, like Rosemary's Baby, that were very much, they were very dark, you know, really dark. And evil was portrayed in a horribly dark, unambiguous way. And then you get to the 80s, and it's like evil starts to look funny. Like, you know, kids play their rock, their heavy metal music backwards, and a funny little demon pops up. And it's like, okay, this isn't so bad. And not all of the horror went this direction, but frankly, you did have this sort of weird ambiguity emerging. And then you get to the, you know, essentially the 90s, and yeah, all of a sudden you begin to get this, I would call the rehabilitation of dark figures, like witches and goblins and demons and vampires. You know, you would think these are characters that people would kind of shun and eschew. That in the real world, you know, vampires would be horrible, killing people and sucking their blood. You know, demons that possess people, witches that, you know, are doing all sorts of evil stuff in the name of the devil and whatnot. You know, frickin' cannibals and zombies. And yet, there has been this weird emergence of all of these characters as part of a general pantheon, and a kind of catechism that is involved, a kind of knowledge base that kids know more. And this might be the core point of this podcast, and maybe it's belabored, and for that I'm sorry, but it seems like kids know more today about the catechism of evil than they do about anything to do with God or Jesus or Christianity. They have this huge knowledge of these really arcane subjects that would be considered dark subjects in service of the devil. But you ask them anything about the Bible or Christianity, and it's like, well, yeah, I kind of know some stuff. So there is this weird, I don't know how else to describe it, but this massive overload of occult media that serves almost like religious teaching. And then the rest of it tends to be this, you know, the super sci-fi, you know, transhumanist garbage. So you put all this together, and it's pretty much all the kids are being taught is the new religion is the devil, and human beings will fuse with machines, and machines will take over, and that's just the way things are going to be. And if you're not okay with that, you're probably not going to be okay. So it is weird. It is weird that there is so much education in the way of the devil in media today. And I know this makes me sound like some weird old fart. Like, oh, Dan, just stop, right? I mean, because like I said, I enjoyed Buffy the Vampire Slayer. If it was on Netflix right now, if I could watch it, if I could binge it, I would probably be binging it. I watched that Lucifer show. I will admit this. I was curious. I'm not really afraid. Like when my faith was reborn, I didn't suddenly become afraid that if I watched a TV show, I would suddenly not believe in God any longer. And by the same token, I don't know. A lot of it, you have to think of it all as kind of the same propaganda. I mean, watching a TV show called Lucifer, paying your taxes. You know, you're worshiping something in both cases, and it's in neither case is it good. So yeah, so I've watched some of these shows, and I have to say, some of them can be quite interesting. You know, you can sort of step away and say to yourself, you know, this is interesting. It's like that show that they had a few years ago on Sci-Fi, Legion. I think it was called Legion or Dominion, which was based on the Legion thing or something. But essentially, it was about the angels coming to Earth to destroy all the humans, blah blah blah. And it had some interesting storylines. I mean, I don't really know a lot about the War in Heaven mythology. It's something that I'm kind of, you know, digging out as I read the Bible and as I get exposed to, again, the Apocrypha. Because a lot of the stuff, you know, a lot of the really juicy stuff is in the Apocrypha, which includes the Book of Enoch. It's in the stuff, in the stories that are not considered part of the Bible, but at the same time are considered kind of historically relevant. And there's many of these books. Anyways, people can watch whatever they want to watch, and I think they should produce whatever kind of art they want to produce. I think the stuff that deals with the devil, it's disturbing because it would be less disturbing if there was any kind of like counterexample on TV of anything remotely about people being good Christians, but that's basically forbidden. And yeah, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. This is the thing about history unfolding. If you're on the wrong side of history, it's kind of easy to see yourself as sort of like the underdog. But maybe you're really just, you know, outmoded, you know, in that sense. Maybe you really are just obsolete. And this is the thing that you can be left with, is that you are obsolete. I could be obsolete. My point of view on this might be completely backward. But there's something weird about all of this media, this entertainment media, with basically themes that are occult and satanic, and they operate to teach people principles that under normal circumstances you'd have to like go to a satanic church to learn. So yeah, Catechism of Evil on TV, so to speak, in the media. And with that, I'm going to let you go because I've been podcasting all day long.